Well, a big crowd today, folks, in eastern Missouri's Washington as MoDOT crews demolished an 83-year-old bridge, the Highway 47 bridge over the Missouri River. And just based on pictures that I had seen earlier, I had reported hundreds. I now have been told that actually a few thousand people were actually at that event today. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about it is Chris Dickhouse, who's a reporter at KWRE, our affiliate in Warrenton. Chris, you were there. Fair to say a few thousand people, that's just amazing, the crowd.
Yeah, I think everyone, even school children, they brought some of the area school children in by bus to have them witness this piece of history. It's not every day you get to see a historic 83-year-old bridge be blown up, only to be replaced by a new bridge.
Describe the sound, because I listened on you guys' Facebook page, and it had an amazing sound. What was that like to hear? How did the crowd react as well?
Well, it was amazing because you actually saw the explosion. You saw the spark. You saw the smoke. And then it was later, like a split second later, you actually heard this big loud boom that shook, and you could actually hear a lot of car alarms, different alarms going off there in the downtown area of Washington. And there was kind of, at first, there was this loud gasp from everybody there, and then there were some cheers. And then people were all, just kind of, milled around and just kind of stood there kind of in awe just looking at it because, the skyline of Washington changed in just an instant.
That's a great point. That bridge has been there since 1936. As far as I can tell, it was part of the Roosevelt administration when they were building bridges. So an aging bridge, 83 years old. Are people happy? Was there a sense of sadness to see this thing go?
Yeah, there was a sense of sadness. So, that bridge has been there so long. There were so many people there, including my dad, who lived in Augusta, Missouri, and came across that bridge as a young man after it was first built, and can remember having to pay the toll to go across it all the time. There were a lot of people there, talking and reminiscing about the bridge when it was built and going across it, and then people in Washington. Some are not, because of the historic nature of the bridge and how it added to the skyline. It was a part of the skyline of Washington. Any logo for any of the chambers or businesses, they always kind of incorporated the skyline of the bridge. That has changed. And so some people were a little sad that, that iconic structure is gone. But, I think at the same time they understood it was in such disrepair that, it needed to be replaced.
At what point did people actually start gathering to get a place to either park or to watch this? Because it sounds like people were there, overnight or maybe very early this morning.
Well, I had heard them, and some of the people that I was around there said they were there at 6 o'clock this morning because they wanted to get a prime spot. They wanted to be right there on that riverfront, right as the riverfront jets out into the river there. So they got a really, really good view of the bridge. And, I got there a little bit after 8 this morning. Keep in mind, the bridge wasn't scheduled to be imploded till 10:30, and it was already very crowded. So, again, people were there very early this morning. They did not want to miss it.
Anything you'd like to add?
It's just kind of mixed feelings on it. Like I said, there were cheers, but there were probably some tears as well. To see the old bridge go, but it was just an amazing sight to see. If you've never seen one of these bridge implosions before, it was just a tremendous, tremendous sight to see.